Okay.
Wendy.
What?
Matt Dreifoud is the most, I think, the most genuine American success story that I've heard in a long, long time. Matt joins us right now. Matt, first of all, thanks for being here. We're doing fine. Anxious to talk to you. Excited to talk to you.
And second of all, I just wanted to say get back, JoJo, to
get
you.
Get back, JoJo. That's our message to you, Matt. Matt,
there you go.
For reference reasons, the story all starts out with the fact that you, sir, had a hairy back, right?
That's true.
Yeah?
That's true.
How hairy, just so we understand.
Like Chewbacca hairy?
No. Was it?
No. It was one of those things where it was not even noticeable by myself when I was younger. When it started coming in, I'm a Dutch, you know, towhead when I was little.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter how hairy you are. What matters is if you're self-conscious about it.
Sure.
And that's what many people get mistaken. They think that, you know, just certain dark-haired, you know, guys are going to be the hairiest, and that's just not the case. It's if you care about it, and especially if people point it out in front of large groups of people.
People did that?
That's awful.
Yeah, I was 18. I was with a bunch of buddies in Chicago on the North Shore, you know, playing beach volleyball, and
yeah,
one of my buddies pointed it out. I'm 40 now, so this is a long time ago, but one of my buddies pointed it out in front of a bunch of girls and friends, and I just wanted to, you know, jump in Lake Michigan and hide. That day, I went home, I took a regular traditional razor and just about popped my shoulder out trying to reach all the spots in the back, and, you know, it wasn't until a while down the road where I realized there's really not a solution out there for this issue.
Could you have, and I don't know you well enough to know what you're comfortable with, but could you have gone into a barber and said, take a little off the top, and as you know what, while you're here, just keep going and take more
just
off.
Just keep going south?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is my wife was a medical esthetician, and when we started dating, she was just like, you know, you can't let that go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, it's one of those things where in Chicago, you know, you have the winter months, you're just kind of lazy, you're nobody's seeing because you're wearing, you know, sweatshirts and sweaters. It wasn't until we really started dating, you know, this is going back, we were, you know, in our early 20s, and she's like, you know, we need to get that waxed. And if you guys have ever experienced waxing, it's just, it's the most painful thing, especially for a guy. You know, women have higher
right
pain tolerances, but
yeah,
it was
but
awful. It
delicate
was
areas
awful
are different than your back, too. Let me just
there
say that,
go.
Matt.
I'm sure of
there
that. I'm positive of that.
And if you saw a 40-year-old virgin, that's really what it's like. It is not fun.
No, that encompasses it all, right? I mean, I actually took, you know, I used to drink a couple of Coronas just to get through the pain.
Oh.
And
you should have gone stronger than that.
Yeah. It wasn't until she took one strip and actually tried my chest, and I, you know, I started bleeding. I was like, I'm done.
And the thing, I'm sorry, Bill.
No, that's all right.
This is just intriguing to me.
Yeah.
And I am blonde as well, so the hair on my arms is blonde, and I don't have a ton of it. But if it's big and fluffy and you get a tan, like all of a sudden, it sounded like your back was, you know, fuzzy.
Yeah. You got to get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. You're not going to be wearing a tank top downtown with that, you know, with a couple shoulder pads peeking out of your tank top.
No.
Or a pair of angel wings on the, you know, on the lower sides of your back.
That's not
or
good.
Even a bunny tail, which was most commonly, we call it a bunny tail, in the lower bottom back, you know, side of your back, the torso, lower torso area, right above the underwear line. That's definitely just a no-no.
Plus, it blocks out if people want to read your tramp stamp. They can't because there's hair all over. That's the worst.
No,
That's the worst.
You know, the funny thing is I get tattoo parlors that buy our products for shaving prior to, you know, somebody getting a tattoo. And then we get a lot of people that actually buy it after they get a tattoo because if you're going to get the ink, you want to show it off.
Yes.
You don't want it hiding behind the brush.
Yeah.
So
I've seen a lot of men who completely shave like their arms, their back, their chest. I mean, they're as smooth as a baby.
It's a growing phenomenon, and I'll tell you, you know, the millennials, which are just, you know, huge, our number one market. They do shave everything. In fact, there's some articles coming out with guys in university shaving their legs that are not even swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, this has kind of led us to believe that, you know, this is definitely, you know, back here was never something that was attractive, right? It just, people just got away with it, right? You're going back to the Burt Reynolds day. People just got away with it. It was accepted.
Yeah.
But it was always kind of like still a little bit gross. Fast forward to today, you know, chest hair is acceptable. A lot of millennials are shaving that as well, which is why we're coming out with the Sidekick shaver, which is a smaller version of the back blade. Because our blades are unique in that they can shave without, you know, using shaving cream. They can do it wet or dry. So doing it quickly, getting a smooth finish, and painless, it actually feels good, is kind of what we strive for.
All right, so you've already mentioned the product. Let me go into greater detail. It's called Backblade, and it's essentially, it's very similar to a razor, you know, that you've seen in other places, but the difference is it's got a gigantic handle, correct?
Well, it does have an ergonomic handle. The blade cartridges themselves are different. We've coined the term dry glide blades. They're actually the construction of the blade cartridges are definitely different than your traditional razors. But yeah, it does have an ergonomic handle, allowing you to easily access all the hard to reach areas.
Yeah, because you can't put shaving cream on your back unless
it's very difficult. And so there are a lot, you know, the majority of our audience prefers to dry shave. And I know that sounds a little bit like confusing, but when you actually utilize it, you gain an understanding. And then there are some, you know, that do prefer wet shaving. And we do have some stuff that allows them to apply the cream and shave in the shower if they wish to do that as well.
Matt, I would think you would need to have a little more pivot to the blade itself because your back has all kinds of contours that maybe your face doesn't have, right?
That's a great question. If you've ever used a back scratcher on your back,
yeah,
a back scratcher doesn't have a pivot, and our blades shave in a very similar manner to a back scratcher. So if we actually incorporate a pivot, it actually kind of goes against how our blades are meant to shave.
Oh, right. All right.
So it's very similar to a back scratcher. In fact, a lot of, you know, it actually feels similar when you're actually shaving your back. So it's that's when I say it's pleasant. It feels like a back scratcher.
Yeah.
The best way to put it.
All right, backblade.com, BAKBLADE. Now, Matt, I'm sure you've thought of this, but for people like myself who use fake tanning products, I cannot reach that area of my back. Can you come up with something that I can put, you know, lotion on there and get my back?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're actually right now in the process of developing and we'll be releasing in 2019. Our back block, which is going to be a sunscreen applicator, allow you to reach that, as well as some other devices that will, in fact, allow you to apply either cream, suntan lotion, if you have any other type of applications that you want, it will allow that. And I'll also just note that we are coming out with a female version, which is going to be called She Shaver, designed for pregnant women with baby bumps who can't shave their legs because they have a big
baby
bump.
It is hard.
And their husbands are doing enough.
Yep.
As well as, you know, women at an age where they have bad backs, they don't want to bend over and apply shaving cream. I can't picture my grandmother bending over and applying shaving cream and shaving her legs. So it allows them to keep
up. You don't want to picture that, Matt.
Yeah,
even if you could picture it, you probably shouldn't.
Although I got to tell you now, Matt, I have this vision in my head where if I want to be really lazy, I can just lay in bed and dry shave my legs.
Yes,
there
right
you
then
go.
And there.
That's easy.
Just she shave it. There you go.
You are a genius,
Matt. It's too bad you didn't have this idea during prehistoric times because Tyrannosaurus rexes had very short arms, and to shave for them was nearly impossible. So it's a shame.
Yeah, I had a vision of a group. Now it's the switch to the Tyrannosaurus rex. T-Rex.
They did have those tiny arms.
Yeah, they couldn't shave. They never had a good shave. They had stubble all the time.
Right.
So this, when you first thought of this idea, and I don't know how many years ago. When did you think of the back blade? How many years ago?
Well, there were several different prototypes, and there were several different versions that actually, the idea of a back shaver that worked in my mind, you know, was right around that 2008 to 2010, and then it really took another couple years just to get something that actually was a working prototype that did the job. So it certainly was an evolution of time and money that it wasn't an overnight thing.
But did you think back then that it would reach the pinnacle of success that you've reached? You've made a lot of money off this. Everybody loves this product. You've done pretty well with this from this idea.
I've definitely been blessed with you know the success that it's had.
Yeah.
Up to this point, and you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, to be honest with you, I've been in sales the majority of my life. I've had other businesses that have gone up and down, especially in 08. And you know, the thing about it is, with something like this, is I'm very creative, and that's what I actually enjoy the most.
Yeah.
So doing content, doing videos, and now we're doing more videos for commercials and social media. That it doesn't feel like a job. That part of it, it certainly takes up a lot of time, but it's the most enjoyable work that I've had up until this point in my career, and it's certainly a blessing. So,
which celebrity do you think has the hairiest back? Just to look at them, you've never seen their backs, but when you think about celebrities, who would be the ideal spokesperson for the back blade?
I would love a George Costanza.
Yeah. Yes.
If you will.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, there
Jason are Alexander.
Handful. Yeah, there you go.
Jason
Alexander. I think he would be an ideal model for our particular, not just the product, but also the brand. So,
yeah.
You know, you never know.
That's a great idea.
All right. Did you invest all your own money or did you get help? And the reason I ask this is because when you go up to someone to ask for a considerable amount of money to start this back shaving business, did they laugh at you?
No, I didn't. I started it with my own money. You know, since then, organically, we've put everything that we've made from the business back into the business over several years. We did have a Kickstarter and Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding platform, that we launched our 2.0 version with a few years ago. We did raise $1 million on those platforms, which allowed us to really expand and continue to scale the business. But outside of that, you know, loans, lines of credit were really the only thing that we sought after, just to keep the integrity of kind of where we wanted to go with the business.
All right, let's do this. You're okay with us giving away a couple of these back blades? You're
absolutely
good with this?
All right. Absolutely.
Callers number 8 and callers number 10 at 312-981-7200 will receive the back blade that we've been talking to Matt Dreifoud about. Caller 8 and 10, 312-981-7200.
How much does this go for? If I want to buy a back blade, what kind of packages? How much do they retail for?
Sure. So they typically retail for $27.95. The blade cartridges are right around $11.95. You know, the blades typically will last, you know, 4 to 5 shaves. Obviously, the first time, if you're a werewolf to start or a gorilla, just like completely caked in hair, the first blades will probably take a little bit of the hit. But then that's why we're now including an extra set of blades in the package.
Excellent.
So.
Good.
All right, and is it true that your first year you made $50,000, and then what did you make 2017?
2017, we wrapped that up between $4 and $5 million.
$4 and $5 million
in revenue, correct?
Oh my!
That's a pretty good jump. That's excellent. Wow, we're proud of you. That's wonderful. All right, Matt, we're going to give away, we already have a couple of winners, Jason from Huntley, Eileen from Chicago.
Wait, we have to talk to him. Are you good with time? Can you hang on a second, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good with time. No worries.
All right, hang on. Here's why, Bill, because I want to talk to these people why they would want a...
All right.
Do they have a hairy back?
No,
are they married to someone?
You can't ask that, can you?
Yeah, why not?
All right,
they
right.
called to win a back blade, BAKBLADE.com.
We'll give them fake names. We won't actually say it's Jason from Huntley and Eileen from Chicago. We'll give them fake names.
All right.
That's coming up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's a hairy back.
Yep. Matt Dreifoud is our guest. He's the CEO and the founder of Backblade. If you have a back hair problem, or it's becoming worse, or you know somebody who does, he can help you out. Backblade.com, BAKBLADE.
All right, we're giving two away, Matt, and I just thought we wanted to talk to the people really quickly here. Hey, Jason, do you have a hairy back?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Pretty soon it's going to be smooth like a baby's bottom.
Awesome.
All right, hang on a second, and we have a female caller. Aileen?
Aileen, hi.
Aileen, are you married to a hairy guy?
I'm married to a hairy guy, but I also have a brother who's very hairy.
Oh.
I thought if I can't get my husband to use it, I'll give it to my brother.
All right, hang on. All right, Matt, everybody wants the back blade.
Yeah, and I want that jingle. That's a great song.
Jasmine will get it to you.
Matt, a little while ago, I asked you which celebrity you think should endorse the product. You said Jason Alexander. Several people texting in, Brad Garrett wouldn't be a bad option. I'm also going to throw Ed Asner into the mix.
Oh,
Jim Shalit and Ron Jeremy, I think, would be pretty good, too.
Oh, the hedgehog.
There you go. That's great.
Matt, congratulations on a job well done. You saw a problem out there, and you've solved the problem and have since made a lot of money. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we need to keep in touch with you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anytime in the future you see a she shaver coming out, first quarter, maybe 2019, let me know.
Yeah, I would like to get a she shaver just because it's fun to say.
You can't get it done by Christmas, though, huh? I think it'd make a perfect Christmas gift, but you think first quarter of next year.
It's going to be first quarter next year. There's a lot of video production involved and other elements involved. But yeah, we'll definitely make it out there in 19.
Well, keep up the good work.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Matt Dreifaut, the CEO and founder of Backblade.
BAKBLADE.com. Mm-hmm. It makes me giggle, but it's
a necessity for many people.
For some people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.